Welcome to installment 251 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one prohibition, prohibition number 247, Lei Sashek, a type of theft which is caused by not repaying money that you owe, holding it within your hands and not giving it back to the proper owner. The Rambam tells us that this commandment is derived from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 13, which states, "Leisashek es reyacha v'lei sigzol." One must not withhold money from one's neighbor, and one must not steal. This is a third type of prohibition against stealing, and the Rambam tells us right away the difference. Geneva is one type of theft, one which is done secretly, when the person does not realize that a theft is taking place. Gzela is when the robber comes openly and takes away the object or the money with force. Oishek is not technically theft in such a way. Rather, in this case, money belongs technically to the other person. For example, one person borrowed money from another, and instead of repaying at the proper time, he avoids repaying. Either he does so forcibly, or he just fools the other person into thinking he has no money, or pretends that there is no debt whatsoever. In any of these cases, the person is transgressing the prohibition of Lei Sashek, that one must not withhold money unjustly. The Rambam quotes the Sifra, which gives us a clear example of such a case of withholding money in such a way. What is an example of someone who is transgressing Lei Sashek? A person who does not pay back a hired worker. Someone has done work and is now waiting for his wages. When one withholds the money the employer does not pay, he is transgressing Lei Sashek. And the Rambam tells us, that explaining the Sifra, that this is an example. That even though he was never actually given the money, the employee has never given money to the employer, as in the case of a lender and a borrower. But nevertheless, since the employer owes him money, by not paying, he is transgressing Lei Sashek. The Rambam quotes the Sifri, which tells us that this is actually enumerated as a separate prohibition, that in the case of withholding wages, Deuteronomy 24:14 tells us that this is another prohibition, Lei Sashek Socher. One must not withhold money from a laborer. And the Sifri, in fact, tells us that if such a person will transgress four separate prohibitions. Lei Sashek, not to withhold wages, this prohibition. Lei Sigzol, not to steal, since this is also considered theft. Bal Solin, a separate prohibition, particularly relating to an employee. And also the positive commandment to pay back the employer on the same day that he has finished his work. And the Sifri points out also that the end of this verse states that the person is an ani ve'evyein, that the person is poor, and therefore needs the money right away, and therefore we should be especially careful to give him the wages. And even though the employee might not be destitute, nevertheless he is considered poor as far as this is concerned, since he needs the money. The Rambam tells us also, quoting the statement of our sages, that Mamarani liporeya al yedei onivevyein, that Hashem punishes such a person much quicker if he is giving pain and discomfort to a poor person, that when the poor person calls out to Hashem and begs Hashem for relief because of the misdeed which is done, that Hashem punishes more quickly than he would if it was not a poor person involved. The Rambam tells us that the punishment for this law is similar to that of the gazlan, the forcible thief. As the book of Leviticus, chapter 5, verse 21, compares, Oy v'gazel, oy oshak es amisei, whether the person stole, or whether he merely withheld money, they have the same the same law. And then, so too also, someone that withholds money is required to return it, to give it promptly, just as the thief is. And should he take an oath and swear that he does not owe such money, and later on is found to be lying, he must bring a sacrifice, an asham gzeles, a guilt offering, and also must add on another fifth to the original debt. Why is it that the Torah gave so many separate prohibitions for theft? There could have been one general prohibition, and that would have sufficed. The Chinuch explains that there are two reasons for this. One of them is to add stress as to how serious the prohibition is. Through seeing so many different times that the Torah prohibits this, we are impressed with the seriousness of the transgression, and will keep ourselves be more careful to transgress such a prohibition. This, he says, is also the explanation of why the Torah is laver b'shnei lavin. Some prohibitions, the Torah tells us that a person that does an act will get two prohibitions instead of one. What is the difference if there are two instead of one? Does Hashem wish merely to punish us more? No, says the Chinuch. He is trying to prevent us from transgressing in the first place. And when we see that this sin is punishable with two transgressions, then we will be more likely and more able to control ourselves and not come to this prohibition. Especially in the case of theft, which our sages say is something that a person has a burning desire to by nature of their creation, since their evil inclination, the Yetzer Hara, will always wish to steal or find shortcuts in money, and in some way unjustly take money from another. Therefore we need this additional strength to avoid the prohibition. The Chinuch gives a second reason as well. The Chinuch quotes the Mishnah, which states that Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha said, "Rotzo Kodesh Baruch Hu Lazakis is Yisrael," that God wanted to give merit to the Jewish people. Lefichach hirbalem teirim mitzvahs, and therefore Hashem gave us a great number of mitzvahs. He increased the number of mitzvahs, and the Chinuch explains that through not stealing, we not only get credit for one mitzvah, but we get credit for all of these commandments. We have not transgressed lo sigzeil, we have not transgressed lo signeiv, and not transgressed lo sashek. And so too on the positive side, when there are positive commandments with many aspects, we get rewarded for each of them separately. And why did Hashem want to give us so many mitzvahs? After all, if the mitzvah is considered to be more important, and therefore Hashem would give us several separate commandments, He could give us just one commandment and give us a bigger reward for them as well. Chassidus explains that no, Hashem wanted lazakis es Yisrael, where the word lazakis, to merit, also means to purify or to cleanse. And since every specific mitzvah has a special effect on a particular part of the human body, as our sages tell us that the 248 positive commandments correspond to the 248 limbs, and the 365 prohibitions to the 365 veins, each commandment has a separate part, has a separate effect on another part of the human body. And similarly, the 613 commandments correspond to the 613 parts of the human soul, of the neshama. And therefore, each mitzvah has a separate effect of purification on another limb of the body and another portion of the soul. And therefore, all of these commandments, although they seem to have the same idea, nevertheless have a separate purifying aspect. And therefore, He wished to give us many different commandments to purify all of our soul and all of our body.